from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Officer Gil Stubbs, age 38 at the time of this interview.
My childhood was wonderful. I had two loving parents. I was blessed to be born into the families that I am. We're a very close, tight-knit family. And fortunately, my family loved children and was very spoiled. I had several role models growing up. My father, my mother, because they were two very strong, upstanding citizens within the community. They're very strict. Growing up, I didn't understand why they were so strict with me, and I thought that they were the bad guys. But it turns out, the way that I turned out as an adult, I like to think that, you know, they actually were the good guys and they had my best interests. I credit my wonderful childhood to my family. I'm pretty familiar with Wilkinsburg. I used to be a resident of Wilkinsburg a long time ago. A lot of people don't know that. I loved it. That was the early 80s when I was living there. I'd say from 1980 to about 1984. Living over there, I made a lot of friends. That street was flooded with children back in the day. That's all we did. We were outside playing, having a good time. I wouldn't think that it's as fun as it was when I was there. As an officer, as I'm patrolling, I've hit that street many a times during my career here, and I've never seen the number of children outside compared to when I was growing up there. There was way more children. We had a lot more fun. Me being in law enforcement is where I want to be at. I was a junior at the University of Pittsburgh when I decided to go to the police academy. So I put that education on hold, joined the police academy, graduated at the top of my class, and got a job. I've worked with four different agencies. I've been with the Stowe Township Police, Housing Authority, City of Pittsburgh Police, the Rankin Police Department, and I'm here in the Wilkinsburg Police Department currently. I had a run-in with the police, several with City of Pittsburgh Police, and it wasn't pleasant. I was just detained, but I did not feel that the officers were respectful of me, and they talked down to me, and they accused me of committing a crime that I did not commit. I couldn't stand them because of what I went through and dealing with them and their unprofessional way of dealing with me. And my reason for becoming a police officer is inspired on just that. So I decided to actually try and make a difference. I wanted to try and make some kind of a change where I joined the force myself because I didn't think that there were any good police officers out there based on everything that I was hearing. And I didn't know any better because I was young. I wanted there to at least be one good officer out there. Despite what everybody else believes, I wanted to know that there was just one guy out there that was trying to do the right thing, that was trying to be the good guy. And I knew that if I volunteered, it would be me. So I'm here now, and I've met a lot of other officers who are good officers. Not everybody deserves a badge and a firearm, but I've met a number of officers out there who are excellent police officers, and I'm very happy to be doing what I do today. Our lives are on the line every day. We work often in extremely trying conditions. The challenge for me every day is to just get home, number one, to my son, number two, to my bed and my pillow and sleep. A police officer is only as good as the information that he can generate. And I'm a firm believer in community-oriented policing. The community plays a major role in a lot of crimes being solved. So I get community involved all the time. And if you're not involved with the community, an officer can't generate information. Somebody doesn't know you well, do you think that they want to talk to you and give you certain information, vital information, information that may put them in danger or their families? So I think it's very important to get out and talk to members of the community, and that helps solve crimes a lot. And that's the best thing that an officer can do, is become a member of the community and let others know that he is a member of the community and he's willing to go the extra mile and do what it takes to keep this place safe, to keep you all safe. I understand there's a lot of peer pressure out there. I have friends doing drugs and trying to get me to join them and do bad things. And I even had a friend pick me up in a stolen car once, and I didn't know it was stolen until they told me. I had to think what would my parents want me to do in a situation, and I told them, pull over, I'm getting out. And yeah, I got called a bunch of names, but you know what? That's called doing the right thing. Because when you get in trouble, that follows you around for life. Don't get into trouble, stay out of trouble. Be your own self and just say, that ain't for me, man. So you guys keep your own mind, you know, keep your eyes focused on the prize, set goals. Don't stop until you get there.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Joshua Hodney, Isaiah Pete, and Devon Moultrie. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.